Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes, Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience, and more. Michael Traeger needed a vacation from his vacation and should be back tomorrow. I'm in for it today. And today I'm talking about living in Las Vegas because, you know, it's an interesting topic I find. For me personally, you know, I was a visitor here for years, since 2009. I would come out here to Vegas like twice or three times a year. And now I'm a resident here. And I was wondering if anyone had any questions about living in Las Vegas. So last week I put up on my Facebook page, I said, ask your questions about living in Las Vegas here, and I'll answer them in an upcoming episode of Yo 11 Minutes. So let's go ahead and get to that. All right, the first question comes from Deuter. Deuter asks, even just a little bit, does it take the nostalgia away? Good question. And for me, no, it does not. But, I mean, everyone is different, right? So for some people, it might. I was concerned that it would. I was concerned that I would just sort of, you know, take it for granted and get used to seeing it and get bored of it. But that hasn't happened yet. There's still a lot of nostalgia there from when I was a visitor. It still blows my mind that I'm living out here. And it's just the things that you can do as a local. It's like when you're visiting, right, you only have a certain amount of time. Right, it's usually a compressed amount of days for most people, about 3-4 days, unless you're European, then you're here for like 6 weeks or something. I don't know what that's about, but anyways, but for usually, you know, within the States or maybe, you know, well, even Canadians, I could stay a bit long, but like within the States, usually like a 3-4 day visit is usually what happens, and you find yourself trying to cram as much stuff into 4 days as possible. Because, you know, maybe you followed some vloggers or, you know, you're reading Vegas blogs, you know, stuff like that, or listening to podcasts, and you're finding out all these new things that you can do. And, you know, you make a list of things. Oh, I want to hit that up. I want to hit that up. Hit that up. Oh, I want to do all that. And I always say to people, I mean, yeah, you can make plans. You're not going to be able to do everything. But, you know, go ahead and make those plans because something always happens, right? But the beauty about living out here is it doesn't have to be like cramming a bunch of stuff into 3 or 4 days. Where, you know, something new is opening. Oh, I'm going to want to go check that out, you know, and, you know, you're at home, you know, maybe you're working at home or whatever. And then you just, you know, go and visit that thing that you want to see. You get done seeing that thing. Maybe you play a slot machine on the way out and you go back home. And it's more laid back than trying to cram one activity or one thing to do and back of the other in so many days, to the point where you get back from Vegas, you're exhausted, you have the post-Vegas blues, and then it's like you have to get on with your life. Living out here is just like, for example, Atomic Golf just opened right near the Strat. I'll do a news story on it tomorrow. And, you know, I can be like, oh, cool, this new thing. All right, maybe I'll check it out on Saturday, you know, or maybe I'll check it out, you know, after work on Friday, you know, and just, you know, you just sort of go do the thing you want to do. Experience that, and then you go home. So it's more of a, living out here is more of a laid back approach to Vegas because you don't have to like cram so many things within like 3 days. You know, something new opens, go check it out on the weekend, or maybe not the weekend, but you want to go before the weekend. The weekend gets busy. I'm stuck on words right now. I'm sorry. But yeah, I forgot to take my coffee this morning. But anyways, as far as losing nostalgia, no, I don't think so. I haven't lost a bit of nostalgia for Vegas at all. And I'll be driving to work and I just like see the skyline and I was just like, wow, I actually live out here. Like it still blows my mind. And we're talking now like 5 months later or something like that. Almost 6 months later, about 6 months later, about. So half a year so far, have not had any regrets, have not lost any nostalgia for it at all. Let's go to the next question. Let's see what we have here. Our next question comes from Ronnie Cook. Ronnie C. Do you find that you avoid the Strip and Fremont when you are not working? Also a good question. And the answer to that is no. A lot of people assume that as a local, I don't want to go to the Strip, or I don't want to hang out, or I don't know what that's about. Now I know that the theory is that people who live here don't visit the Strip. That's not true. Like I said, something new opens, you want to go experience it. Like if a new restaurant opens at like MGM Grand, you go to MGM Grand. You don't have to go to the entire Strip. You go to MGM Grand Park. And as a local, you get free parking for a certain amount of hours. And then I think it's 2 hours. If I'm not mistaken, or is it one? I don't remember. Go do that thing. And then you go home. Maybe play a slot machine on the way out. Something like that. So I don't try to avoid the Strip at all. The only time I would definitely want to avoid the Strip is like there are certain hours where it just gets busy because the shifts for casinos constantly rotate. So I'm not just talking about tourists, like 4 a.m., you know, that's a shift change. 12 noon, that's a shift change. 8 p.m., that's a shift change. 11 p.m., that's another shift change. So there's all these different shift changes that happen. And so the Strip will get busier with people just trying to get home, but also with the tourists as well. Avoiding the Strip, though, no, I haven't made it a point to avoid the Strip, unless like that F1 construction, when that was happening, yeah, I was like, I'd rather not. The Strip is a pain in the ass enough to have to drive through sometimes, and then like just adding like, you know, construction on top of it is just, I'm not a fan. So if I could avoid driving on the Strip, then yeah, I do that. But if I'm going, you know, to the Strip, you know, because I'm someplace I'm going to visit, you know, I do that. So I don't avoid it at all. In fact, and I work in downtown, by the way, for those who don't know. And so, I like this question, like, do I avoid the Strip or downtown when I'm not working? And no, perfect example, last Saturday. All right. I was off. I'm off on weekends, right now. And you know, I was craving some pizza. So I drove to downtown. I went to Pizza Rock. Ordered a pizza to go, and I got my pizza, brought it back here. It was tasty. I had Pizza Rock at my house. The things you can do when you live out here. Think of your favorite Vegas food, and then just taking it to go. I mean, it's pretty cool. And also since it was perfect to order it because it was the beginning of the St. Patrick's Day weekend, so a lot of people were piling in. So it was good to just get it and go.
Excuse me.
All right. It's live. I don't do any editing. What can I say? So no, I don't avoid it. I don't avoid it at all. I know there's this myth that people who live here avoid going to certain places, and I'm not sure what that's about. That ain't me. I haven't met any locals here who avoid the Strip and avoid downtown. So I'm not sure what that's about. I think that's some rumor that got started on TripAdvisor forums back in the day, like 2008, 2009, maybe. I don't know. That's where I got my start, TripAdvisor forums. Good time. And then Bonnie Forever's stuff, Bonnie Forever's forums, Las Vegas Forever, things like that, Vegas Bright, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, I'm going on a tangent. But no, man, I don't avoid those at all. I don't mind going on a Saturday or a Sunday. I don't mind going after work. Still love Vegas as much as a tourist does. So yeah, I don't avoid anything. And by the way, if you're ever in town, let me know. I don't really follow everybody on social media. I mean, I follow people on social media, but I don't really on social media a lot, going through it and everything. But if you're in town, you know, hit me a DM, you know, let's hang out. That goes for everybody. Okay. Let's see what the next question is. All right, let's see. Stephen Campbell, is that a YouTube channel? I guess he means living in Las Vegas. Come on, Stephen. You know all the other YouTube channels, all the other Las Vegas YouTube channels. But yes, Living in Las Vegas is the name of a YouTube channel. I think 56.7 subscribers. I'm not subscribed, but I scrolled through it. Looks like decent stuff. All right, let's see what else we got. Do you find, let's see, let's go here. Okay, networks. Okay. Ace, hopefully no one asked this yet, Mike, but has it been difficult to build community out there in Vegas? What with the transient nature of the town, I always assumed it would be difficult to build up a solid social circle. The answer to that is no, not really. I mean, as long as you're not trying to friend tourists, you should be fine. I find that most people here, there are people who are born and raised here and don't ever want to leave. There are people who are born and raised here and are tired of it, and you know the grass is greener on the other side. And then there are those who used to visit here and then decided to move out here, like me. So as far as that goes, like, no, it's not hard at all to form a social circle out here. As long as, you know, it's with locals, you'll be fine. It isn't so much a transient nature of the town. It's just that there is a tourist core. I mean, it's made for tourists, really, you know. So it would seem that way, but there are a lot of locals out here who've been living here for many, many years. So no. The people I've met out here, I meet people through work and everything, but that's usually how you know if someone else is a local. It's like they're usually, you know, wearing the same outfit you are as you're working in a casino. But yeah, it's great out here. All right, let's see what else, other questions or whatever came up. The wind and the horrible healthcare system in Nevada keeps me from moving there. Thanks, Steve. Not exactly a question, more of a statement, but I see where you're coming from. Yeah, the wind, dude, is it gets crazy sometimes. Like the apartment I'm living in, we have what are they called? Shades, not shades, but like screen, you know, those screens, right? They have screens on them. To prevent it getting extremely sunny in the apartment. And there was just a whole bunch of like 3 days a week of wind, like 2.5 weeks ago. And just, it ripped it right off of the window. It's a huge screen too, just ripped it right off. But yeah, it gets very windy out here. Surprisingly windy. Like, I didn't know it would get this windy, but it gets pretty damn windy sometimes. As far as the healthcare system, that is getting better than what it was, at least. So there's that. I say give it another couple of years for them to, you know, sort everything out. Alrighty. Let's see. What else? Do you get locals discounts from prostitutes? That's a question. That's a question. Thank you, Andy. Well, two things. I have never participated in such activity for two reasons. One, in the words of Biggie Smalls, a true pimp pays no dough for the booty. And two, prostitution is illegal in Las Vegas. There's a big misconception that it's legal out here because there's a lot of them. But no, still not legal. Legal in Pahrump, but not legal in Las Vegas. Other than that, it... there would be a locals discount. I don't know. You'd have to ask a hoe. 1-888-ASK-A-HOE. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Living out here is like living in any other city. You're pretty much in the suburbs, and then you go into the city to work. At least that's what I do, and that's what I did when I was in New York. You know, go into the city in Arizona, same thing. It's like anything else. Only the thing is, your city is Las Vegas, which is a pretty damn awesome, because it's a pretty damn awesome city and there's so many things to do. Lots of activities, lots of food, lots of shows, lots of things. So it's a really great, you know, place to live in. There's always something to do. There's no such thing as being bored on a Friday night. There's always something to do. But one of the perks of being a local is you're not paying for resort fees. You know, you're not staying at the hotels and all that. And I thought I would miss that, but I don't. That there's always something about, you know, just, you know, going home and going to sleep in your own bed. So I don't miss hotel stays. Every once in a while, I'm like, yeah, it'd be nice to kind of like, you know, stay at a nice suite or something. But yeah, don't have to worry about, you know, paying for my parking, you know, stuff like that. Because, you know, I'm staying at a hotel or whatever. So, I mean, there are perks to it as well. And I would say, yeah, if it's something that you're interested in, you know, look into it. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook if you have any questions. You know, learn about living out here as much as you can. But it's honestly, it's just like living anywhere else, except it's Las Vegas, so it's way, way cooler. for lack of a better way to put that. So that's really all I have today. Cool. We made it past 11 minutes, so that's good. All right. And I guess that's pretty much going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation anywhere in the world. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.